been so many projects on the table, U.S. Bank, and now this baby, is it a week to finally...
We're just getting started. Like, I feel like we're finishing one, but now this one's just getting rolling, so lots to do.
Like a new baby going out, right?
Exactly. So it's we're excited to be at this phase where you start with a blank sheet of paper, and then it turns into a drawing, and now we get to turn it into 3D reality. That's the fun part.
With the fact that you have a stadium, you already went through that process, and you can see the finished product, kind of gives people a little more appetite to look to see how this is going to come along, right?
Yeah, I think it was the experience we had at U.S. Bank Stadium, seeing that come together and the teamwork and the effort and energy and collaboration that went into that gives us a lot of energy for what we're about to do out here.
Tell us what people thought it was going to come to fruition?
Well, it's a typical development cycle. So as we're in design, we've been working on design for quite a while. So now we can start construction. And to get it done within a two-year period, 24 months, is typical for this size development.
So
the stadium was much longer.
You started the design? What year was that you started the design?
We started design 2015.
Yeah, last fall.
Yep.
So it was March of 2018 or so?
Yes, yes.
How will creating a destination kind of guide the process from here on?
Well, that's a good question. The destination part of this, so it's clearly 40 acres, the part that you see that's under development right now, the Vikings headquarters piece, that's 40 acres of a 200-acre development. So you have a sense of how much is 40 acres, how much more there is to grow into. And we very much want this to be a community. So it's we say live, work, play, it's common buzzwords, but what does that really mean? It is a place where you need to live and live in a way that's a nice place to be. And it's fun, and you have outdoor activities and places to go within your community that you can walk to, bike to, hopefully boat to. So from that standpoint, you know, we do want it to be a destination where people will go, they'll sleep at night, they'll play during the day, they'll go to Vikings, entertainment-oriented Friday night lights, high school football games. So we do see this as that type of community, plus a work environment. Offices will be here. People can go to work in those offices, stay within the community, shop within the community. So we're excited. It's a large footprint, and it gives us the opportunity to create quite a bit of development growth.
So the 160 other acres, retail space, office space,
yeah,
they're going to be homes, apartments?
Apartments, residential apartments. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're planning to do rental apartments. We think within this community where people will stay, trails throughout, you can bike, walk, connect to other trails in the community.
The area right behind the stage, what's going to go right there? Is that where some of the practice fields are?
Yeah, right behind the berm that you're seeing there will be where we'll have four outdoor grass fields to the west of the facility. That's right behind that berm.
So by March of 2018, it'll be full go for the Vikings. They'll be able to do everything like they do at Winter Park, you know.
That's the plan, yes.
Yep. So we'll be working. They're grading right now. We will actually be putting the fields in place, the grass fields. We'll actually go in next summer, so to have them wrapped up and operable by the end of the growing season in 2017, with the building being completed in the spring, March of 18. So once we open off-season training camp or OTAs in April of 2018, be able to go outside as well as inside.
What are the hopes for players to maybe be living in some of these? You know, they like to be conveniently close. So are these being made with them in mind, or just general public, or both? Or,
I mean, it's for anybody. So we're not trying to purposely build for one particular type of resident.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to live in the community, it could be that some of the players that come in during the preseason period of time may live here, and there'll be hotels that they could stay in, or possibly apartments for them to stay in. They'll live here. They'll work here, obviously, train here. But then full-time, if some of the players want to have full-time residence, it's up to them. They'll have the opportunity to do that.
Kind of like Facebook and big companies like that make campuses,
right,
for their companies. It's almost the same idea, correct?
Yeah, very much. So workers in the buildings, the office buildings, they can live in the apartments and stay in the area, live within the community that surrounds here, bike to work. So we're trying to keep that close-knit, you know, community aspect of the overall development. Retail, restaurants, shops, places for people to go on nights and weekends.
Just the outlet mall.
not just the outlet mall.
Exactly.
We could build a development of luxury homes for the players, like a compound.
We could.
For you and Bob and the players.
All right, are we good? All right, we'll bring up Kevin and Troy.
Thank you.